Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Associate Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, First Baptist family. Let us look to the Lord. Gracious Father in heaven, we come before you as your humble servants, thanking you for another day to honor you and praise you and magnify your holy and divine name. For you are the creator and the author and finisher of our faith. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together in your name to pray together, to support one another, and to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We thank you for blessing us, for family and loved ones, and certainly for our First Baptist Church family. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us with our pastor who's moving on towards 47 years toiling in this vineyard, in this holy branch of Zion. Continue to bless and cover him, Father God, he and his family. Provide for him with whatever he may stand in need of. Father, we also would like to bless and honor our speaker for this evening, who will share some insights and thoughts for all of us to take in. Lord, please continue to care for our sick and shut-in. Bless and comfort the bereaved families among us. And Father, we pray for all those who are suffering, whether it be in a war-torn place like the Ukraine or in our local communities, communities that are plagued by violence and problems with gangs. Lord, we just ask that we learn to come together as your people, Father God, in the spirit of love. Father, we also ask that you continue to look out for and pray for those who continue to suffer from this COVID pandemic, which has disrupted many families all over the country. But we also, Father, ask that you consider what may be a worse pandemic, a pandemic of hatred and ignorance that continues to tear our communities apart, our country, and all over the world. Father, we just ask that we step back and look to you and recognize what you taught us, to love you first with all our hearts, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength, and to love one another as we love ourselves. In the precious name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Joyce Gant.
I'll be reading from Isaiah 30, verse 18. Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. I can hear you.
And therefore will the Lord wait, and he may be gracious unto you. This is our appeal to turn to the Lord for help because of the situation we're in. I'm reading verse 18. chapter 30, verse 18. And therefore will the Lord wait, and he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, and that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait upon him. I had another scripture too. But they that wait upon the Lord, which we all know, shall renew their strength. We will be cured, and he will deliver us. They will mount up with wings of eagles. They will run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Hello?
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Let us pray. Father God, is in your name tonight we come thanking you for your many blessings. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us from down through the years and protecting us from all harm and danger. Now, Father God, we come tonight asking that you would just continue your blessing upon us. Lord, you are so good to us. You have kept the enemy away and allowed us to move on just a little while longer. But Father God, we come tonight asking you to use us in a mighty way. Lord, continue to help us. Let us do what we can, knowing that health is preventing us from doing what we used to do. But Lord, thank you for what we can do. And I praise your holy name tonight, Lord, because I know that you are worthy of all of our praises. We lift up the sick to you tonight, asking you, Lord God, to be with them. Heal only as you can. We lift up the bereaved families, asking you, Lord God, to be with them. Lord God, comfort them in their hours of need. And Father God, we pray for conditions of this, our homes, streets, cities, all over this land, Lord God. People are hurting. They need you, Father God, in all ways. Lord, you know what they stand in need of. And you know who stands in need of your blessing. So we pray that you will bless them all and keep us in a mighty way. We pray for Pastor Tucker tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to be with him. Lead, guide, and strengthen him. And help him, Lord God, to be able to continue on to lead us in the way that you would have us to go. Lord God, and I pray for our young people. Ask you, Lord God, to be with them as they go through this or what some saying do this and some saying do that. But Father God, lead them. Help them, Lord, to understand that your way is the right way, regardless of what man say. And we thank you and we praise your holy name. We ask you that you will bless us all and keep us in a mighty way. These blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is now your time to speak to the Lord directly during our 2-minute closed mic prayer.
Thank you.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be in your service one more day. Father God, I would like for you to I'd like for you to look after our deacon board, our deaconess board, Pastor Tucker, and his daughter Lisa. And I'd like for you to please, Lord, help Deacon Andrew. He hasn't been doing so well lately. But for Father God, I also would like to thank the IT people for allowing us to have these type of services. And Father God, you've just been so good to us. And Father God, please keep blessing First Baptist family. I ask you this and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Almeida Kaiser, who is a member of Reed Temple AME Church and is the niece of our very own Sister Liz Williams.
You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we don't notice true depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, gonna stand up and give him the praise. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, y'all know that one, don't you?
I will rejoice.
Come on and say it.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You see, we can buy clothes, we can buy food, we can buy a car, but you can't give yourself another day. So for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Good evening, everyone. Let me start by saying thank you to First Baptist Church, Ms. Tinsley, the deacon team, number four, and the angel of your church, your senior pastor, Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, for this opportunity to serve the Lord and share his word. I grew up in First Baptist, and this is the church where I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior at the age of 14. To my Aunt Liz, thank you, and I love you dearly. Before I start, please walk with me through prayer. Dear God, we call you Waymaker, Miracle Worker. You've kept every promise, and for that we say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Father, we thank you for forgiving our sins. We're not here by coincidence, but God, we're here because of providence. We've come into your presence, Lord, because your people need hope. We need help, and we need healing. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to serve you, for giving me the ability to share your word and give words of encouragement to your people. Now, Lord, remove me and speak through me and let your words move the hearts of those who hear it. Lord, we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Grab your Bible and turn with me to Psalms 23. I'll be reading from King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love Psalms 23 because it gives me peace. It reminds me that in life or in death, good times, bad times, in times of plenty or want, God is good and worthy of our trust and praise. But it's verse 4 that gives us assurance of what God will do when we're facing the troubles of life. And it also tells us who God is. So it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm here to encourage you to trust God in your valleys. Trust God in your valleys. We've all faced some valleys, mental, physical, financial, emotional challenges in our life. You can lose a job, your health, your money, your reputation, or a loved one. But even in the greatest seasons of loss, you'll never lose God's presence. Glory to God. When we go through challenges, we often experience some common reactions, like worry and doubt and anxiety and fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of change, fear of a new beginning, fear of a diagnosis, just plain fear. And fear is a bad thing. The Bible does say fear not, and it says it multiple times. You know, we can go to Timothy 1:7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." And if we go to Isaiah 41:13, it says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee." Fear will definitely paralyze you. It will paralyze your mind, your praise, your prayers. It will even paralyze your relationship with God, and you will forget who God really is. You must remember He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is our refuge. He is our provider and our peace. So when David said in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," there is a powerful word in that verse. And the word is through. And that word should give you hope. The word through means expressing movement into one side, out of the other side of an opening. It literally means you will not stay in that valley of the shadow of death. There is an opening for you to come out, and you will come out, and it's God's plan for you to come out, and you will come out victorious. Right after that, David said, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You see, shepherds always carried a rod and a staff to protect their sheep. In the same way, David trusted God that he had the right tools to protect him, even in his darkest valleys. That's God's promise to us. He is our shepherd. He will always protect us in our darkest valleys. So why should we be afraid or fear? So in your valleys, look to God. No matter what you're going through, please look to God. Trust His word. Trust His promises. And watch Him work. Don't give in. Don't give up. Keep on trusting God and stand on His promises. I challenge you to meditate on Psalms 23. It will give you strength. It will comfort you. It will refresh you and restore you. But more importantly, it will give you the peace of knowing that God is always with you. So trust God in your valley. Trust God in your valleys. And I'm not going to be with you, you know, for long, but I'll close out with this. And it just says, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot," that means my troubles, my sickness, my fear, and my worries, "thou hast told me it is well with my soul." Thank you so much for listening. I do hope this was a word of encouragement to the people of God. And God bless you. Again, thank you for the opportunity. And I love you.
The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds to provide acknowledgement for our speaker and her message.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for blessing us.
God bless.
We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God this evening for this very timely and wonderful message that has come our way from Sister Keyser. We thank God for the blessing of all of the persons who have participated and shared in the services today. The prayers, the scripture, and all was indeed inspiring. And we bless the Lord for all of the persons who have shared in this prayer experience tonight, this time of fellowship and time of being in harmony with God. God has blessed us in a wonderful way in having the opportunity for almost 100 people to join us in this hour of prayer. God bless you, and God keep each and every one of you. Let us remember those persons who and families who experienced bereavement and death in their families. Love and sympathy to Sister Annie Radcliffe, her daughter, Sister Jacqueline Radcliffe, and her entire family in the transitioning of Sister Annie Radcliffe's 98-year-old sister, Ember Lamberton, of Norristown, Pennsylvania. Let us pray for that family and pray that they would be comforted. Arrangements for the homegoing is still pending. We want to express love and sympathy to the family of Sister Eileen Flowers, who has transitioned, remember them. Sister Flowers has been a long-time participant in our church school, and we bless the Lord for all of her support through the time of her sojourn here with us. The funeral services will be on March the 25th at First Baptist Church. The wake or viewing will be at 10 a.m., and the service will be at 11 a.m. Let us keep the bereaved in our prayers. And let us pray for our sick and shut-in. And add and pray for Brother Deacon William Andrews, the chairman of our Deacon ministry. Keep him in prayer. He was admitted to the hospital on Monday. And pray also for his sister, Cheryl Walker, who was taken to the hospital today. Let us keep both of them in our prayers, as well as the other sick and shut-in persons who are laboring in our midst. On this coming Sunday, March the 13th at 10 a.m., we will be celebrating our youth and young adults worship experience. The Reverend Renee Few will be the preacher of the hour. Let us not forget that on this coming Sunday, we'll start daylight savings time. So move your clocks in the right direction so that you can be on time on this coming Sunday for worship. Our virtual health ministry is having two seminars this month, one on Tuesday, March 15th, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The topic will be multiple sclerosis. And then on Tuesday, March the 22nd, from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m., the webinar will be on colorectal cancer and prostate cancer. So let us link up with that, with those webinars. You can look in the pastor's pen for the attachments and get the link to that, to those webinars, or you may go to the First Baptist website and get it as well. We would also want you to know that on Sunday, March the 27th at 10 a.m. at our regular worship experience, we will have an ordination service. We are ordaining some deacons, and we encourage you to make ready, come and be supportive of these persons who will be taking on the responsibility of spiritual leadership in our church. Let us be mindful of all of the support and love that we need to give one another as we serve the Lord daily and seek to do His will. We do also want you to support our outreach ministry in a special project that they are taking on to provide some items for men who are entering a transitional home, and they need some special personal items, and we would encourage you to contact the outreach ministry, Sister Betty McKenzie, and our outreach members, and be supportive. They're trying to get these items for at least 10 men over the year, and you can help. They're asking the groups in the church to make an effort to support this project by contributing $45 for the men who may be coming into the transitional home. If you will do that, please reach out to our outreach ministry. We thank God for all of you that what you have done and continue to do in support of the work and ministry of our church, and we ask that you would continue to do so. God loves you, and surely He is blessing us continuously at First Baptist. We're going to now open up the lines that you might have some special, make some special prayer requests. If you have some requests, will you name the names of the person that you desire to pray for, the situation or circumstance, and we're going to provide 20 seconds and open up our lines that you may offer those names to us. God, our Father, we come just now to say thank you for this privilege that is ours to come as a church family and friends, that we might be able to call upon your holy and divine name. We pray, O God, that you would provide for us a sense of your divine presence, power, and experience, that we might be made spiritually empowered that we might be able to do what it is that you want us to do. We ask that you now, O God, would hear the cries of your people. You know who they've called on. You know their voices. You know what they stand in need of before they even ask it. And so, God, here we are, all together, seeking in a single spirit, asking you, O God, to hear our cries and hear our pleas. Bless as only you can do. And then, Master, we ask that you would heal the sick. Be, O God, real close to those who are in the hospital. Be, O God, a healer for Brother Andrews, for Sister Walker, for each and every member of our fellowship that stands in the need of healing. We pray, O God, that you would bless them, that you would heal in the name of Jesus. And then, God, we pray for those who are bereaved, those who have lost loved ones, those who are troubled in their spirit because they do not know which way to turn or where to go. We pray, O God, for those who are troubled of mind, who don't understand the circumstance, situation, or trouble that they find themselves in. Oh, God, be with them as only you can do. We ask, oh, God, that you would help us to overcome the fears in our lives. Help us, oh, God, to be able to pass through those moments of disappointment and pain that we might be able to walk in the spirit of love and peace and joy. Abide with us, O God, as only you can do. We thank you. We said thank you, God, because however bad it might be now, we know it could be worse. And so we said thank you, O God. Thank you for opening up doors for us, for making ways for us. Thank you, O God, for fixing stuff that's broken in our lives. Thank you, O God, for blessing our families. And thank you, O God, for getting us out of trouble and hurt and pain. We say thank you, God, because you have been so good and so merciful and so kind to us. We praise your holy and divine name. We ask now, O God, your blessings upon all those individuals who have participated in making this experience possible. We thank you, O God, for the speaker of the hour, O God, for inspiring us and blessing us with your sacred word, reminding us that you are indeed our shepherd and you watch over us and you care for us. Thank you, God, for all the good things that you have done for us. Thank you for fresh strength, fresh hope, and peace. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you, and grant unto you his peace. Amen.
We thank you for joining our Wednesday night prayer service. Please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight, and if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.